Good morning, Christine.
Hi, Esteban. How's it going today?
Christine, I'm doing terrific. I know you've been doing these series on the Next Generation Water Summit. We had a very special friend of ours, Mike Polignan, last time. And we have another very special friend of ours that you're going to be introducing in just a moment. But I'm really excited about today. And as we lead up to the Next Generation Water Summit and all the work that you and everyone there has been doing on this. So I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, so are we, Esteban. You know, this event is, this is the eighth year that we have sponsored this event. And I mean, I feel like it gets better and better every year, but this event is really shaping out to be the best. And so I'm excited to talk about it today. And really excited to have Glenn Schiffbauer on the show. Glenn is the executive director of the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce. So welcome, Glenn. You're no stranger to the studio, but thank you so much for being here today.
No, thanks for having me on. Always amazing to me when it rolls around to the Water Summit again. It just seems like it's so busy in between each one because, as you said, it's getting better and better and more dynamic, and you have so many things coming up. It's here, and it's always a pleasure to talk about it.
So Glenn, for our listeners, why don't we just give a little bit of background on you, your work, your association with the summit. Let's just start off with that.
Well, as you pointed out, frighteningly, this is going to be our eighth one, and we started it together with the city and the Santa Fe area home builders, and just talking about what the limits of water can do to the economy, to growth, to building, everything like that. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And we always have a different theme. We've talked about energy and always with the underlying water conservation and reuse that are very pertinent to the Southwest. And it's just attracted people there. Green Chamber of Commerce has always focused on sustainable businesses. So whatever we can do using the business voice in the community to help, you know, further any sort of initiatives when it comes to clean energy, water conservation, anything to do with things that have an environmental or social impact on our state.
All right. So this year, the theme of the conference is increasing resilience in an unpredictable climate. And it was interesting, you know, earlier this week, I gave a presentation to the Climate Masters group, and we were talking all about, you know, climate, and everyone was really excited about the fact that at the end of you know, a series of presentations, and we're able to come on and say, okay, well, yeah, we know that there's these things coming, but we have this event that's really going to help us really uncover solutions or ways that we move forward in these times. And so the agenda is really shaping up, I think, to provide lots of education, both on the professional end and in the local, on the just local Santa Fe end. But we did have an interesting development that we didn't talk about last week with Mike, and that's that we have a new keynote now. So let's start with that.
Yeah, it's been kind of a great score for us, I think, and certainly someone who's appropriate. But we are having, as our opening keynote, Deb Holland. And I think most people in New Mexico will be familiar with the ex-Secretary of Interior. She was also in the U.S. House of Representatives. She was a state representative. And, you know, she can make the claim that not too many people that are concerned about water in a public-facing sense, but she's a 35th generation New Mexican, and that goes back a ways. And certainly, the indigenous population in New Mexico has always valued water and have tried to do their best to take care of it because it was their survival. So, you know, her personal experience as Secretary of Interior, U.S. House of Representatives, but also her personal experience as a single mom and a military kid and a Pueblo woman brings so much to what she can offer the Water Summit, especially when we're talking about resilience. I think that, you know, her perspective is going to be pretty huge, and because I think her experience with the Department of the Interior has exposed her to, you know, every state. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she's going to talk about. And I might add, she's also doing something else. She's running for governor.
Yeah, that was a really great development, and I'm really happy to announce that. I think it's going to really be a draw for people who want to listen to what she has to say and connect it to the theme of the conference and just, you know, the conversations that are happening around New Mexico. So everybody, we are talking about the Next Generation Water Summit as part of the city sponsorship. All city and county residents can attend virtually free of charge. And so get on that website and register today. And, you know, there's also, you know, an early bird registration going on right now if you want to attend in person. But let's talk a little bit about the venue, Glenn. I think that was really exciting last year. I'm glad we're going to be there again this year. But I think that in itself is a huge draw.
I thought it was really terrific last year. That was the first year, as you mentioned, where we held it in the Roundhouse, the state capitol building. And with moving venues, anytime you do the first of anything, it's a little nerve-wracking. And I can't tell you how easy it was. It was such a great help from the staff in the Roundhouse and the venue. I think what the word that came up when I was asking for feedback about changing to that venue was gravitas. And so many people just felt, you know, like there was some real seriousness to what we were talking about, which, you know, water is a very serious issue. But those hallowed halls, I think, made people feel honored to be there, and that it was, you know, something special to be walking around in that place and showing what they care, what they're caring about water, and, you know, all the legislation over the years that's happened there that impacts everything about water. And just think it gave it a great feel. And it's a beautiful, beautiful building. We're very blessed to have the Capitol building that we have. If you see, if you're a news wonk like I am, and you see all these crazy sessions that are happening in other states in their Capitol buildings, I mean, it's like, wow, I mean, look what we've got. And the fact that we've been given permission to use that for this event, I think, speaks to the event itself and how people around the state and in state government view the Next Generation Water Summit.
Yeah, I think that the venue was really, really appropriate. I mean, it felt different having those conversations, networking with our peers, you know, in those hallways, having the community join us in those conversations, and having legislators just drop in and learn. I thought, you know, it was a really, like you said, it was an honor to be there. And of course, it's going to be an honor again this year. So the event, June 5th and 6th in the Roundhouse, we'll also be having our mayor's reception at the governor's mansion this year, which is another really great addition to the agenda.
Yeah, apparently they like us in the state. I just kind of opened the doors to everything. It's going to be a beautiful, I mean, I think our mayor's receptions have always been pretty special. We held them in the same spot for the last, since we started having a mayor's reception, and they've always been great events. But again, there's something that kind of elevates the feeling and how special the event is when you're standing on the lawn of the governor's mansion. That's another element to it. So I'm looking forward to that very much.
And I will just give a plug for Que Suave, because every year, I think the last 5 years, Esteban, you know, you've joined us out there for the mayor's reception, and we have interviewed some of our speakers, you know, our keynotes, and you've, you know, aired those on the station. So let's talk a little bit about how that will go this year.
Well, it's something that we always look forward to doing. I know that, Christine, the number of people and the different types of people and their background and the expertise that attend the Next Generation Water Summit is something that we like to bring to the listeners. And, you know, I'm basically the roadie. You know, I come and I provide the tech support But you are the one that have these amazing, wonderful conversations with these people that we like to capture and share with the rest of the world, because it just really further amplifies just everyone that comes. And we're really looking forward to this, doing this again, because it's one of my favorite things that I like to do, because I find the most fascinating and interesting people that come to these conferences, the thought leadership, the different people that come with all their expertise from around the world, and you bring it to our listeners. And so I'm there, by and large, just the tech support, as I say. You bring it, though, to the ears of our listeners, and I can't be thrilled enough to be doing it now at the Governor's Mansion. That's a huge treat for me. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, just, you know, we're super excited. If you can't tell, you know, for all of our listeners out there, we really want you to participate with us. This, you know, is an event where we're bringing expertise from around the world to really discuss these issues and navigate solutions. But it really is also designed for the local community. You know, there are issues that, you know, we know are on everyone's mind here, and we try to bring these experts in to teach all of us, you know, how to navigate them. And so, again, you know, Next Generation Water Summit, June 5th and 6th at the Roundhouse. You know, register today, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. City and county residents can attend free of charge virtually just by registering, and you have access to all of the different sessions for 30 days following the event. Again, if you want to attend in person, which in itself is an experience that you will never forget, you know, again, we're in early bird registration right now, so you can pay a small fee and attend in person with us. But we're going to take a short break and come back and get into some of the details on the agenda and talk about some of the community events that will follow on June 7th.
Water is life, and the future of our water is in our hands. Join us for the 8th Annual Next Generation Water Summit, happening June 5th and 6th at the New Mexico State Capitol Building. This premier event brings together leaders, innovators, builders, and everyday citizens to explore solutions that make our communities more resilient in the face of climate change. This year's focus is climate resilience, and it's more than a buzzword. It's about preparing our homes, our cities, and our ecosystems for a future where every drop counts. From cutting-edge technologies and smart building strategies to water conservation, equity and infrastructure, and sustainable land use planning, this summit covers it all. Whether you're in construction, design, policy, education, or simply passionate about protecting our environment, the Next Generation Water Summit is your opportunity to connect, learn, and lead. Registration is now open at nextgenerationwatersummit.com. That's nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Join the movement, shape the future, be part of the solution.
And we're back with Christine Chavez and Glenn Schiffbauer.
All right, everyone. So we've talked about the venue, the dates, the registration, the, you know, mayor's reception at the Governor's Mansion. You know, we're super excited. Glenn, let's dive into some of the topics showing up on the agenda this year.
Yeah, they were pretty amazing. You know, Doug Pouchard, who has always been our speaker recruiter, just keeps finding people that have all these amazing accomplishments and innovations and ideas and are doing great stuff all over the country, which, you know, again, speaks to how people view the Water Summit, that they want to come and speak here. You, besides the Honorable Deb Haaland, it's tough to figure out what title she has now. So, but apparently that's what we call the ex-Secretary of the Interior. Sarah Larson, who is going to be delivering the keynote on Friday, is talking about like what role satellites can play in water management. You know, again, the technologies that people come up with and are being able to tap into. Sorry, it's another water metaphor. You can't talk about water without something coming into the conversation. But with satellites and AI and all the other things that are out there available, and she's, you know, using something called OpenET that is satellite-based. You know, I don't know how it works, but what an opportunity to find out about how it works. And of course, we had Marianne Dickinson, who is sort of a stalwart with the Water Summit and, you know, a director of land and water policy at the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy. And
talks about water policy, which is, you know, is very important to those of us who live in New Mexico and up throughout the West. But again, you know, just across the board, we've got top 10 ideas for water conservation research projects down to sessions about, you know, gray water and black water, things that will be pertinent to people in Santa Fe that you can attend, again, virtually for free and pick up all this information that is, you know, useful for you in your home, but also gives you an idea what's going on with water utilities and research projects and things at a higher level that if you're not concerned about, you should be, and you should be up on what's going on because, you know, it's water, you know, without using the tried and true water is life slogan. It's, you know, as the Green Chamber has learned that we focus a lot on renewable energy, but if your lights go out, you can manage for a while. But if you lose water, you are in real dire trouble. So I think that's, you know, again, the relevance of some of the higher level in combination with the things that you can use at home are just outstanding. And as always, it's something near and dear to the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce. We're going to have an energy water nexus panel that's going to be led by Amanda Hatherly, who is sort of a legend here in Santa Fe when it comes to these things. So looking forward to it once again.
Yeah, so the agenda is pretty packed. It always has been. There's no way you can attend it all. But the greatest part about the platform is that every session is recorded and you can go back and watch any of the sessions for 30 days after the event. But there are two tracks. Actually, there's almost three tracks. There's the national track that you were just talking about. There's a New Mexico track, which I'll talk a little bit about. And then there's an on-demand sort of section where there's recorded presentations that are there for you to watch at your own leisure. But I mean, it's so much information. You know, me and my staff, we sort of watch these sessions after the summit for weeks, you know, because we can't attend them all. But, you know, I want us all to, you know, to be aware of all the information being presented. But I think that the New Mexico track is designed to really address a lot of the questions that Santa Feans are asking all the time. You know, we get a lot of questions about, you know, growth, you know, where is the water coming from? Where, you know, all these new developments that are coming on board. And so we've created some space on the New Mexico agenda to really address that. And I think one of the most exciting sessions is going to be the Residential Green Building Code update. And I was just talking about this with the Climate Masters group the other night because, you know, a lot of people in Santa Fe don't really understand how the Green Building Code is designed currently. You know, we have the WER score, which is the Water Efficiency Rating score, and that requires all new development to be built, you know, more efficiently than the baseline WaterSense home. So it's interesting because a lot of conservation is built up front with every new home that is being built. And this update will require, you know, even more efficiency on the single family residential home, as well as multifamily or apartment complexes. So I think it's going to answer a lot of questions, give a lot of information to our local residents about, you know, just how conservation is really interwoven into new developments that are happening right now. So super excited about that session. And, you know, there's others. There's a panel with Councilor Amara Worth, our Water Division Director, Jesse Roach, and myself, and we'll be there to answer any other questions that, you know, our local community has of us related to how we're managing our water resources and, you know, how we're planning in the time of unpredictable climate, you know, as the theme sort of as a theme, you know, reflects. But anything else on the New Mexico, you know, track that you want to highlight, Glenn?
No, I think you know, you covered pretty much everything that's there, and the building code, as you pointed out, is, you know, it, I'm sure you get it 10 times more than I do, but since I'm involved with the Water Summit and commercial water conservation, you know, it's, well, how can we keep building these things? I mean, that is the question. And I think being able to talk about the Green Building Code, some of the legislative updates, you know, we had a couple of great bills, I think, that were passed and signed that Senator Peter Wirth was carrying about our strategic water reserve, not supply, because there was a lot of confusion in the legislature about one of them is started out by trying to promote the using produced water. But Senator Wirth's bill, I think, should be and will be highlighted in that legislative update about protecting, you know, what our reserves are like and, you know, what's happening with our some of our surface water. So I think that those kinds of things are going to be great, and they really tie into the theme about resiliency, because as we know, and the things that have been impacting New Mexico with fires and then flooding, we've kind of gone beyond how do we stop climate change? Because I think that horse has gotten out of the barn. So now how do we adapt and how can we be resilient when these things are happening to us? And to be able to have people that are really expert in that talk to us about it, I think is going to be very important, and also hopefully a little bit give us some direction.
So yeah, lots to cover, lots to be excited about. Again, we're really excited to be a sponsor of the event this year, and you know, really excited about the way the agenda and everything is coming together. Please register today, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Again, you know, if you're a city or county resident, you can attend virtually free of charge, but we really, really encourage you to be there in person for a small fee. So get on that website and register today. And we'll still be talking about this. There's lots of other things coming up, some community tours on the Saturday following the event. And so, you know, this show for the next couple of weeks is going to be dedicated to getting this information out there. Glenn, anything else you want to add before we close up today?
Well, I think, you know, this besides your sponsorship, which is the sole reason this is happening, the city of Santa Fe, we do have other sponsors that are available, or sponsorships that are available, but also sponsors that have really stepped into support. Certainly Que Suave is a media sponsor, along with the New Mexican and Green Builder Media. But it's a lot of the folks that do business with the city, you know, Hazen, Sawyer, Santa Fe Community College is involved with this, and Sustainability Partners, the host partners, the Green Chamber of Commerce and Cool Water and the Green Builder Coalition. There are a lot of people that have come together over the years that really are stepping up and helping to support this, because, you know, although the Next Generation Water Summit is pretty much all volunteer, there are some expenses that we do invite, and definitely appreciate any sponsorships that we can get.
All right. Well, Glenn, thank you very much for being on the show today. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. You know, the Water Conservation Office is out there right now. You know, we just finished up the Home and Garden Show. You know, we presented at Climate Masters earlier this week, which is a really fascinating group to work with. We've got Arbor Day coming up next week, and we have Love Your Watershed Day coming up on May 10th. So just keep all those things on your calendar, along with this year's Next Generation Water Summit, June 5th through 7th. And thanks, everyone, for your support. To learn more, visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com, and hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Christine, and thank you, Glenn. Really looking forward to it. You have a great day as well.